Founded of the teaching on understanding the gospel, right? Make sure you listen to that message again. Hope you're hearing me. Okay, hallelujah. Okay, so we're looking at a teaching that I'm starting off, I was starting off today, into CRC. Hallelujah. So we have a very particular to CRC. And it's got pertaining, leading, and perception. Hallelujah. Pertaining, leading, and perception. And our focus will be recognizing the voice of God. Recognizing the voice of God. And in the course of this teaching, we'll be looking at dreams, visions, and the like. What is the place of dreams? What is the place of vision, trance, as regards the leading of the Spirit? Hallelujah. So I'm going to address some vital issues. In the course of this teaching, especially for all the Joseph and Joseph dreamers. I once asked someone one time, what is the gift of the Holy Ghost that you have? Yes, back, and the person said, I have the dream of interpreting dreams. Interesting. Hallelujah. That's nice. It's not true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, it's a gift of interpreting dreams. It's not like that. It's true. Somebody, when you ask them, what are the things of the Spirit that you know? The person that comes to their mind is bath in the night. No! Hallelujah! Glory to God! What are the things of the Spirit that you know? What are the gifts of the Spirit? Yeah, I'm going to tell you, my gift of the Spirit is singing. You need a swap. Hallelujah! Because everybody can sing. Anybody. Glory to God! Glory to God! Because the spirit of man is in this way. Hallelujah. But we're looking at pertaining, leading, and perception. Hallelujah. Leading and perception. Recognizing the voice of God. And in that, we say we'll be dealing with dreams. Dreamers in the house. Dreams. Visions, trance, revelations. Some people have been clamoring for me to teach this for over 4 or 5 years. That's someone one time. That was, I don't think this is thinking to me, sister, can you explain the can you teach us about dreams? You are moving beyond your shadow. Hallelujah. Well, we are there now, right? Matthew 28. Are you Matthew 28? I'll start from verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. He said, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Mark 16, from verse 16. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. See, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name they will cast out devils, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. So they will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Let's hold our hands together. Our Father, we thank you for a time like this. Our hearts and our minds are receptive to your word. As the word comes to us, it comes with clarity. There's no error in our mind. There's no error in this atmosphere. We are taught precept by precept. Our eyes are open the more as your word is taught to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2, from verse 2 to 4. We're reading something out of scripture. First Timothy 2 from verse 2 to 4. Therefore, kings, okay, I'll start from verse 1. He said, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. He said, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, the who would have all men saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we see all truth from the what we call Great Commission into even the practice in the day of the apostles, the same commission that is of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which is what? The believer's responsibility. Hallelujah. It is first of all, it tells us it is God's plan. That's what Paul said in 1 Timothy 2. He said, who will have all men saved, right? And remember what where we stopped. We said the background of everything in the New Testament section of the Bible is where the Hebrew book, right? Which is Genesis down to Malachi. Hallelujah. Okay, follow you. So that means it's the same from the Genesis. Glory to God. So in Genesis, when you find Genesis 1:26, it says, let's make man in our image. Now, remember I've taught of Toto. I'm just doing a rundown of what we've done. Okay. I've taught you that when he said, let's make man in our image, you're still referring to Adam. Right? Adam as a man is talking about humanity. That is God's plan in redemption. Hallelujah. He said, let's make man in our image. Man in our image will be the replica of Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens in the earth. Hallelujah. So the heavens in the earth will make man in our image. Now, when you say, let's make man in our image, it's showing you that man, listen, come on, it's showing you that is God's plan, right? He said, let them have dominion. Now, when you use the word dominion, you say, what for authority in Matthew 28? Right? Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the captains, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the surface of the earth. Now, he said, when you use and find the word animals there, you're not referring to going killing goats or killing cows. No. Animals there are used to symbolize different kinds of men. Right? Was that what we said? Hallelujah. So, he said, when he said, have dominion, it will be the same instruction in Matthew 28, which is go therefore and make disciples. So, the dominion is to have dominion over man's action. Luke chapter 10, verse, Luke 10, 17? Is it Luke 10 now? Okay, yeah. Okay, Jesus said, he said, you shall tread upon snakes and scorpions. When he said upon snakes and scorpions, I was referring to the different kinds of men they will meet on their way to evangelism. Hallelujah. And over all the works of the enemy. Where will you find the works of the enemy? True man. Right? And nothing shall thy enemies hurt you. So he was talking about what? Evangelism and winning men. Hallelujah. So you will find animals used for the actions of men. So therefore, when you get to Genesis chapter 3, I'm doing an overview. Hallelujah. When you get Genesis 3, when you hear the word serpent, you don't read that literally, that one day Eve came out and then met a serpent. I'm going to say, Eve, what did God say? No. Hallelujah. Remember, I showed you that Genesis 3, when you find the word serpent, get the message on understanding the gospel. Now, the last one was just concluded. Now, when you find the tree and you find serpent, you say there was no serpent there. Right? There was no, that occasion didn't happen. Glory to God. Where there was a serpent talking, there was no serpent at all. Hallelujah. So the serpent will be used symbolically to represent what? False doctrine, right? To represent false doctrine, false prophet, false teacher, antichrist. Hallelujah. That will come forth against the gospel of Christ preached. Glory to God. And if you read Paul's commentary on that, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he said, just as the serpent beguiled Eve, that your hearts should not be corrupted from the simplicity that is found in the message. Did you see that? So what happened to Eve was a contamination. Oh, that, you know, when you're writing a master, you're using the Bible. Hallelujah. Don't mind me. So what happened to Eve was a deviation away from the simplicity that is found in God's word, right? So there was no, serpent. No, there was no serpent. Because never in history have you had serpent talk. Are you hearing me? So there was no serpent. It was how they wrote and explained all that in that teaching. So make sure you get that teaching. So let's get back. So Matthew 28. So when he says, go make this cycles, right? We said that is God's plan. That's how I went to Genesis 1. God's plan is for the whole world. Let's make the heavens in the earth. Let man have dominion. Genesis 1:28. He said, and God blessed them, right? Right? They have, he told them to do what? Replenish the earth. Did you see God's plan? Replenish the earth. That is to fill the earth. Now when you use the word replenish, replenish is not used for what is just starting. To make you know that Genesis is not history. Paul. Moses wasn't writing history. No. Moses was writing new creation facts. Okay, you know what I mean? New creation facts. So when he said replenish the earth, he wasn't talking about history. We're not writing the history of the world. We're not writing geography. Should I call it geography? We're not writing science. That wasn't science. That was not the creation of the world. That was the new creation. Hallelujah. If I always say in the beginning, when you look at what beginning, the word Bereshit, it's used for new creation. I hope you're listening to me. Rashid, he's talking new creation. So it's new creation he's talking about. And he says, let them replenish. So when you, what you are replenishing is not what you are just filling for a start. No, it's a refilling. It shows that men were in existence, right? I've taught you that, right? Hallelujah. Listen to the message. Patriarchal feminism, where is God? I said a bit of that there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's next. Let's move a bit ahead. We are discussing pertaining, leading, and perception. The place of visions, dreams, and trance in the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. In the leading of the Spirit. So let's go a bit ahead. So we say that is God's plan. What is God's plan? The whole earth, right? Numbers 14:21. He said the earth to be filled with the knowledge of God. The earth to be filled with the glory of God. Hallelujah. The earth to be filled with God's glory. Habakkuk 2, we'll call it the earth to be filled with the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Hallelujah. We'll be filled. So God's plan is for the whole earth. Did you see that? God's plan is for the whole earth. That's God's plan. So who did God hand it over to? Let them have dominion. So that responsibility is handed over to the man in Christ. Did you see that? From the Genesis. So when Jesus speaks to his disciples in the new creation, hallelujah, Genesis, Matthew 28, they were already saved. Matthew 28, verse 18, they were already saved, right? Hallelujah, that was after the 40 days, they were saved. Glory to God. Now he tells them, the saved man, the man in Christ, he says, go make disciples. Did you see that? Go make disciples. Would that be the same with Genesis chapter 1? Come on. Hallelujah. I will make these fishers of men when he spoke. So Peter that way, he was speaking Matthew 28 into the beginning. I hope you are following me. Hallelujah. When did Peter become a fisher of men? After the Great Commission, as we call it. I hope you are following that. Glory to God. So he says, so the same way God will speak to the man in Christ in Genesis 1:26 into 28, right? Say, have dominion, make disciples. Jesus will say that to the man in Christ. Hallelujah. Make disciples. So that becomes the responsibility of the believer. So the believer's responsibility is to bring God's desire to pass. What is God's desire? The whole earth to be saved. Hallelujah. Have men saved and discipled. See, it doesn't just stop in being saved, but also being discipled. Look at 2 Timothy 2. It says, who have all men saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Where would you find that in the Great Commission? Because what Paul is saying, Paul is speaking from Matthew 28. So where would you find that in Matthew 28? It says, teaching them. Did you see that? Teaching them. So what it implies is that the responsibility of the local church, is to do what? Teaching. Teaching becomes the primary responsibility of the local church. The local church is not where you come to do talent hunts. No! No! The local church is where we are taught. Taught Christ. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So I have something in my notes. All about our practice and lifestyle as believers is first taught and then practice. You are first taught. Hallelujah! You are first taught and then you practice. Hallelujah! Say glory to God. So when it says teaching them all that I have commanded you,
Amen.
The primary work of the Holy Spirit is to teach. Tomorrow we'll pick that up and we'll look at something from there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tomorrow we're going to discuss along that line also. Glory to God. Okay. Just to tell what we know how to do best in here.
Okay, that's it. That's it. He tells us what should be taught. He said, teaching them all that I have commanded you. And what is it? Lo, I am with you always. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
When he says, lo, I am with you always. That word, I am with you always, tells us of God's abiding presence with us forever. His indwelling. Hallelujah. Which we'll see shortly as to be his leading. His leading. When he says, I am with you. I am with you. Lo, I am with you. I am. Ego am I. I am with you. Now when you use the word I am, it's a verb, but it's a proper name. Hallelujah. It's not, it goes beyond, it's a verb that is a proper name. It's going beyond I am coming with you. No. If you say that it's not nice, but it's not I am coming with you. Hello. When you use the word I am, it's a name reserved for God. It's a name, it's a proper name. I am, we find it in Exodus. Say, I am that I am. I am that I am. Hayah is the word used for the incarnation. Jesus who says, I am the way. He says it emphatically. He not saying for you to see that it's no. Hallelujah. He's not saying for you to see that it's a verb. No. Because they know that the word, use of the word I am, is sacred. So Jesus says, I am the way. When he says, I am the way, a go am I, he's telling them, the I am that spoke to Moses is here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, before Abraham was, you know, the issue was not, you see me Abraham or not, that was what they were dealing with. But he now said, before Abraham was, I am. That was me. The Bible says the fifth of stones. Hallelujah. Why? Already offended. Because he says he is the God of Abraham. That's what it means. Isn't that? I am. Proper name. So when he says, I am with you, I read it that I am is with you. Meaning the, listen, I am is with you. A proper name. Glory to God. So it says, give them all our command that I am with you. Mark 16 verse 20. It says, they went about preaching with God. Okay. Went about preaching. God walking with. Did you see that? I am. Did you see that? Walking with and confirming the words spoken with signs and wonders. Glory to God. How are you following that? Glory to God. So that I am is the ever abiding presence of the Father with us. Glory to God. The indwelling. So when you know the word I am is with you or I am with you, it's the word used for the shepherd, the poimon or the poimen, a shepherd. Or yeah, the word used for a shepherd, poimen. In John 10, quickly, John 10. Hope you're following me now. John 10, verse 1. It says, verily I say to you, he who entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is the thief and the robber. He was referring to the Pharisees here. He says, and he entereth in, but he that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. You see that? He's the shepherd of the sheep. So when Jesus says to them, I am with you, their mind goes back to the good shepherd. The good shepherd, look at verse 7. It says, verily I say to you, I am the door to the sheep. All that has ever come before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. When you say all that has ever come before me, it's not referring to the prophet of all. It's referring to the Pharisees. Hallelujah. Other followers, they say, I am the door. By me, if anyone enters in, he shall be saved. And all go in and out and find pasture. He said, but the thief, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Referring to the Pharisees. Hallelujah. He said, but I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundant. He said, I am the good shepherd. So the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah.
I am the good shepherd. He giveth his life for the sheep. Let's watch down to verse 15. He said, as my father, from verse 14, sorry. He said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep are known of me. Did you see that? Hallelujah. He said, as the Father knoweth me, even so I, the Father, and lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not in this fold, I must bring them, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold and one shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you find the word shepherd. Point man. So therefore, he is the good shepherd. Hallelujah. He is the good shepherd. When he says, I am with you, it is leading. I am with you, it is leading. So their mind goes to, what are they used to illustrate this leading? Good shepherd. Say, the sheep heareth my voice and followeth after me. Did you see that? Leading. Hallelujah. Leading. And as a shepherd, he leads us from within. Glory to God. Where does he lead us from? From within. He leads us from within. So, the shepherd is the shepherd from within. The shepherd from within. He leads us from within. Look at that John chapter 14 again. Verse 16. He said, and I will pray the Father. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments, you keep my words. He said, I'll pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. He said, but you know him, for he dwells with you, and shall be in you. Verse 18. He said, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. Hallelujah. He said, in that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see that? In us. So, he will lead us from within. Hallelujah. So, that indwelling is the leading. Okay, follow me. The indwelling is the leading of the Spirit. The indwelling. He calls the indwelling the living. So he said it is what must be taught. We're getting there shortly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In John 8 verse 12. John 8 verse 12. Let's see this a bit. It says, then Jesus spoke again and said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I am the light of the world. See, he that followeth me will not walk in darkness. He said, I am the light. So, he lives in us. Come on. The light is in us. Glory to God. So, that indwelling is called light. He said, you shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So, where is the light of life? Light going to shine from? From within. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, the believer has light. That word light is the word phos. P-H-O-S. Fold is a word used for direction. So the believer has direction. Obedience me. The believer is not the one who is looking for direction. No, the believer has direction in life. When I talk about direction, I'm not just talking about direction as regards the things of the Spirit alone. Direction across all spheres of life. You are not in darkness about it. Hallelujah. You have the light of life. Glory to God. Glory to God. I have direction. Say that to yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, meaning the believer is not confused. There's no confusion with the believer. He doesn't walk in darkness. Glory to God. Paul put it this way. He has delivered us from darkness to light. Isn't that? From darkness to light. We have been delivered. So that means the indwelling is leading. Romans chapter 8. There are many as are led. That's the word ago. It is used for the new birth. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. He said they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. So the indwelling, the being born again is the leading. Hope you are hearing me. Hallelujah. Is leading. So the believer is not looking for leading. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. The believer is not looking for leading. No, the believer will get in there. Hallelujah. The believer is well led. Hope you are hearing me. Eh? Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, well led. Glory to God. Well led. So the believer doesn't have leading issues. Doesn't have life issues. No. He said when the believer doesn't have power issues. Doesn't have faith issues. No. Hope you are hearing me. There is nothing like, I don't know, my believer's light is off. No, there's nothing like light issue. Hallelujah. You have to say you have the light of life. You're not praying to have light. No, you have it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To be born again is to come into light. It's to come into light. To come into direction. You say to yourself, often I have light. Hallelujah. You say to yourself, often I have light. I'm not in darkness. I have life. Hallelujah. You say it often to yourself. When life breeze blows its way, when things of the world blows its way, he doesn't have life. I'm not confused about this. I'm not confused about what to do. I'm not confused about how to do it. Hallelujah. I've come into life. Glory to God. Okay, there it is. I'm not confused about it. You say that often to yourself. Okay, there it is. Say that often to yourself. I'm not confused. Hallelujah. For a child of God to be confused is not in consonance with God, what God has done. What God has done is to bring light. Hallelujah. The indwelling is light. Glory to God. So no longer should a believer say, I'm confused. No, where's the confusion coming from? I have light. Hallelujah. You say that often, I have light. Even if you can't, you know, there's points where you can't figure it out, but you know, I have light. Glory to God. Amen. You may not be able to figure it out, but I have light. I'm not confused. Hallelujah. You say that often to yourself. Don't say, oh, I'm confused. No. I'm not confused. I have light. I know I have direction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm not confused. About a job, about the next step in life to take, about the next thing to do. I don't want to do after this or do after that. I'm not confused. I'm afraid of what will happen. I remember when we were about coming out from school. And we began to say, when you are done with school, you know, when you're in first year, you are happy. Second year, you are still happy. First year, you are matriculating into school. You're always happy. You know, among your friends, big boy, big girl. When you're getting to final year, getting done on you, that. You know, when you're getting to final year, that means you are about to be thrown out into the deep blue sea. There's nobody there. Hallelujah. I remember the time I told my dad in my final year, I'm done with my exam. That was the end of feeding money. Hope you know that. You're not on your own. We spend 30 minutes after that in school. Project anything after that, it's not that. Feed yourself. The only thing I just received was transport fare back home. all of life situation is on you. Glory to God. It's like, you know? In final year, first semester, we see, we can do it. Second semester, it was done. People are like, there is to not be cool. You know, some people after that, you don't go to NYSC. You're not enjoying your life. The problem of Allah, it gets done on you. Do you know, some people don't get so comfortable that they'll want 33,000 to enter. The last month, after you have done your last Allah, you'll not be waiting, not to enter your life. You know, practically, people will not check their phone on the 17th. Did this people make mistakes? You have forgot to see your pastor. Life situation is on you. Amen? Amen? So we at that point. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? You have throwing CDs everywhere. So you throw CDs into far. You know what I mean? What's wrong with your far? I want to do family work. Take the CDs. What are they doing here? They are planting. I want to plant that. What are they doing here? I think for drop back. What are you doing here, Tom Tom? I want to do this. Life has come on you. Amen? You're right. And this body was just waiting for dropping. You was enjoying that. Enjoying that while we enjoy it. Bah! One day, is that he woke up from his sleep and couldn't find job. Hey! You know, once you have spent 4 months, no job. Any job is a job. Hallelujah! Yes, any job is
like that. How far? He said, man, I just saw King God. I saw people I see. I said, King God. This is serious. It's King God. Anything. Glory to God. When we find out here, that was why I came out for. I mean, that was why I jumped to talk about Alawi. Because now it got done on me that there's also Alawi people there. Oh, yeah, go. Find out here, yeah. Now the guy, when I complain, God, I'm confused. I don't know what to do. If I was confused, I was telling him, I know what to do. You know, faith conversion, I know what to do. I know how to do what I want to do. You guys give me that guy, I said, I have everything to plan out. I have everything planned out. My father was not working in CBS. My mother, Bami Market. Where was I going to? I don't know how any job waiting for me anywhere. But you know what? So to the guy, I know what to do. I know how to do what I want to do. And I tell you, I'm not going to labor market. That's one of my posts. So I'm launching out into the stable market. We will write the same exam. I will write the same exam. We will do the same interview. What is the favor in the market? Okay, I just want to finish it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But I just said, even if we couldn't figure it out, they were yelling that amount of unemployment rate. That is not even hearing all those kind of funny news. Let me call me unemployment rate. It's on a geometric rise. Your heart will be beating. What am I going to do? Life. Hallelujah. But you know, all of that. Go to God. Even if you can't figure it out, just say, I'm not confused. I know what to do. Hallelujah. I have life. I have no what to do. Go to God. Go to God. Sometimes it has to do with the work of ministry. Many a time, not sometimes. Many a time, it's the work of ministry. If I tell you, I know, if I tell you that I haven't got figured out to where we are today in the work of ministry from day one, is a lie. There are several times as your pastor that things don't get gray. I'm like, God, how? But you know, I just know within me, I have life. Hallelujah! We'll get to it. We'll surmount it. Hallelujah! Glory to God! There was a time when some things happened around the ministry that the whole place was looking. I was sick. He asked me, I said, this was the end of the road. It was just da da da. But you know, I just kept up. I know. I don't have it all figured out. No, I don't even know anything. But I am working with him that has it all figured out. Glory to God. It's God leading. He's in front. When he's in front, you might not see what is in front, but you're following him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is the lady. I trust ye that I'm following. That will get better. It will get brighter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It will get better. It will get brighter. Hallelujah. That is me. Amen. So, we are not confused. We don't walk in darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have direction. We have direction. So we'll get back to Matthew 28. And it says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. Hallelujah. It implies living, right? Right? Was that what we said? That's living, right? So that means what should be taught in the church is how God leads us. Hallelujah. What should be taught in the church is the leading of the Spirit. We can teach the leading of the Spirit, teaching them that I am with you. Teaching them leading. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's it. We said believers doesn't lack direction. We don't lack direction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't lack direction. We know that. We have direction. We have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have direction. We have direction. We have it. We have it. We're not trying to, we have it. Hallelujah. So, in a point of we have direction, where it's important is knowing and following God's leading. We are led, we are well led, we are properly led. Now the question is, Where if there's no issue, the believer doesn't have issue with leading. But where there's an issue is how to recognize that leading. That becomes very important. How to recognize God's leading. That leading. Hallelujah. And then following the leading of the Spirit, if you've been sleeping or you've been distracted, it's a time to get yourself on track now. Hallelujah. Many a times, when it comes to knowing or recognizing the leading, a lot of people confuse the spectacular for the leading. They want to go for the spectacular. They want to go for papa, papa. Spectacular. Hallelujah. Spectacular. No. Hallelujah. If you're a Nigerian person, you'll have thought of this. Except you're not in Nigeria. You know, there's a way inflation will affect your psychology. Those are affect. It will affect how you are, how you recognize it. Without, if you know you have never thought of it, put your hands up. That you just thought of it, that as soon as you work in one, the level money just pop for me. Like 10 million. No, 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 I've been a miracle God. Did you know how, you know what is the size of your God? Somebody said, I cannot worship a God that cannot fit my bill. I said, you are mad. You should go and get a clay and make your God. Because you are like your worshiper. Yes, now. People want to go for spectacular. Amen? I will show you that. I will differentiate that for us in this teaching. I remember we are teaching on pertaining, leading, and perception. Recognizing the voice of God. And differentiating it from dreams, visions, and trance. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people don't know. Some people mistake dreams. If I came from dreams, we are getting there. We are going to do that today. We are getting some dreams. And if we are practicing that, those dreams, some of us will have been drinking coconut water. It's not. You will come to, you will come to church with a sanctified coat. You say, kunu. You see what you see your living. Your living is kunu. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Okay, where were we? Or where are we? So many times people confuse the leading for spectacular. No. Or confuse spectacular for the leading. No. Hallelujah. The leading is supernatural. Many a times will never be spectacular. Hallelujah. We have people who exalt dreams, visions, or put it revelations as they will call it visions, dreams, trance, above the voice of God. I do like that. I saw it. I saw it. I remember when I was a child, I used to attend one lesson. Maybe I'm not old, I'm very young. Maybe one lesson, Mama Chiboy lesson. I think you remember something that I did. It was a fight that broke out between two parents. And very small, look at how I carried that thing for years. I guess last time I tell him I'm a Chiboy lesson, then I'm in primary one. And I didn't remember it. So you were there, a book about two prayer. So while they were talking, the only thing I grabbed as a little boy then was a mother, a woman telling another woman, my dreams used to come to pass. Did you see what happens? I don't dream. And I swear to God, I go back to you and tell people for dreams. For me to remember it today, it shows that it sank. That is why you should be careful. I was telling somebody, be careful what you say about children. You think they are their babies. So almost things they will remember it till they die. You don't look at me, I don't know how many years. When I was in primary one,
I've finished primary school, secondary school, university, and I still remember. I remember like yesterday. I can call the block for you, Mamachi Boys block. That should be M. I say M. That will be Q15. I was standing by the staircase. The man was up. I was coming to school to lesson with my bag and my 1 naira for four. Find it. The man was saying, "You were saying it." I still remember. I can recall it. You should be careful. Don't say it's just a small child. It's not. Hallelujah. Amen. It stands. That's in stand. So some dreams used to work. Imagine I don't know the God's word today. That will have formed a major revelation. Dream at work ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where were we at then? I told myself I was going to restrict myself to all this stuff. Okay. So, a lot of people don't know how to place it, and they place it above the knowledge of God's word. See, some look at what I have in my notes. Some don't know how to deal with these three: dreams, visions, and trance, or put revelation. And today, into the weeks, we'll look at this and many of this, many more of this. So some don't know how to deal with this spirit. Let me talk something in 1 Kings. 1 Kings. As I continue, I would love to say a big thank you to Pastor Shegon Onika for how he has been teaching me the word, and insight, revelation that God has granted us through him. He's a blessing to the body of Christ, and today at the church we celebrate Pastor Shego's wife, Pastor Lola. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We appreciate her very well. Appreciate her for being by our pastor's side. Glory to God. Yeah, what I'm teaching today is the teaching Pastor Shego has taught years back on concerning leading and perception. So, concerning and perception, it's the same thing. Pertaining, concerning, just speak to English. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful to God for the life of Pastor Shego. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I said I'm going to do this all through in this teaching. So, today is day one. So, all through, all the facts, I will say that. Amen? Yeah. So 1 Kings 19 from verse 10. Look at what it says. Here's Elijah. And he said, "I have been very zealous of the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant." This is Elijah speaking. He was boasting. Say, "Lord, they have forsaken your covenant. Thrown down thy altars and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it." He was lost. And God said, "Go forth and stand upon the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountain and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind." Did you see that? Was the wind spectacular? Spectacular. It's a boom! Ah! Breeze! Scattered rock! He said, "But the Lord was not found there." Hallelujah. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. Are we saying this? Hallelujah. Are we following? The Lord was not in the earthquake. Let's go down. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. These are spectacular things. Spectacular. People go for it. Ah! I saw God in fire. I saw God in that place. He said, "No, God was in there." Hallelujah. Let's see the last one. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so. And Elijah heard it. And he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entry of the king. Did you see that? Hallelujah. He heard the still small voice. Let's see how Paul will put it in Romans chapter 11. Romans 11, 2. We're coming back to 1 Kings again. Romans 11, verse 2. Look at Paul. He says, okay, I'll start from verse 1. Say then, have God cast away his people? God forbid. For I'm an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Say, God have not cast his people which he foreknew. What ye not? What the scripture says of Elias, which is Elijah, have we made an intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophet and dig down thy altars, and I'm left alone, and they seek my life. But what seeth the answer of God unto him? Did you see that? What seeth the answer of God unto him? Then if you read down that, you see what he wrote, where verse 18, and I reserve myself 7,000 prophets of no bow. Now, listen to this. Paul didn't mention the quake. He didn't mention the fire. He didn't mention the wind. He spoke about the voice. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Why did he talk about that? Because God was found in the spectacular. Okay, following me. God was found in the supernatural. Still small voice. Hope you're following that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Elijah saw the spectacular, but God wasn't in it. But God's leading wasn't in there. God's leading wasn't in the spectacular. Hallelujah. What was God's answer? What he heard? The still small voice. Let's take a hold of those words, voice, from 1 Kings 19. We use the word voice. It's the word call. Q-O-L. Q-O-L. Okay, the word call, which for voice, is a word used for sound. Sound. So that means, used for sound, right? Another word you look out for is the word see. Still small words. See, that is the word Daman. Daman, D-A-M-A-N. The word Daman is used for human voice. Used for a human voice. A human voice. Don't say where the word voice, code, is used for sound. Now the word Daman, which is the word for still, is used for human voice. You find it in Psalms 117 verses 29. Psalms 117 verse 29. Okay, please. A second. I keep some figures now. Okay. Just hold on to that AD. Let me check. I'll check that out for us shortly. Just hold for me, please. Let's see this. It says, he maketh the storm calm. That's the word calm. So that the waves thereof are still. Did you see that? So that the waves thereof are still. So from that word daman, you have calmness, clarity. You see that?
Hallelujah. So there was no noise to make the waves calm. You see that? Hallelujah. And he made the storm calm, so that the waves thereof are still. That word still means there was no noise. There was no noise at all to it. You see that? So the waves became still, meaning they didn't hear a noise. Glory to God. The absence of noise. Glory to God. So when you hear the word still, it's used for clarity, calmness.
Hallelujah. Now, where was this said in contrast to? This was said in contrast to when you hear the word small still voice, when you hear the word waves, it was said in contrast to what? Waves. Said in contrast to what? Earthquake. Hope you are following me. Glory to God. It was said in contrast to earthquake. Said in contrast, in contrast to what? Waves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, there were waves, there were quakes, spectacular, right? But it was nothing spectacular. Where was it? Supernatural. So many of times people go for the spectacular and they miss the supernatural. People go for spectacular, ha, ha, hey, and they miss the supernatural. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at the word voice. Let's explore that word voice. Q-O-L. You find it used in Genesis 3 verse 8. Genesis 3 verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord. Did you see that? They heard the voice of the Lord God. Glory to God. They heard the voice of the Lord God. They walking in the garden. Hope you're following me. In the cool of the day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, look at verse 10. Their response is, and said, I heard thy voice. You see that? It's used for God. You see that? Used for God. Was it clear? It was clear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it was used for God. Clear. In 1 Samuel 3 verse 3. It was used. It's clear. Right? Come on. I need to see this. It's clear. They heard God's voice. It's clear. It shoved doubt. There was no doubt. You see that? The need was gone. It shoved doubt. Let's see 1 Samuel 3 verse 3. That word voice, quote, is used for human voice also. Is used for human voice. Voice of a person. Mostly used for voice of a person. First Samuel 3. So these are some of the things we're going to look at. Hallelujah. Voice of a man. Okay. Psalm 3:3. Are you there? Okay. And Er, the lamp of God, went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel lay down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here I am. And he ran to who? Eli. Did you see that? He ran to who? Eli. Why did he go to Eli? Because he thought it was Eli that called. You see that? Hallelujah. But who truly called? God called. Hallelujah. For God will call in the voice of who? Eli. You see that? Hallelujah. We'll see this shortly. I hope you're following me. We'll get to see this shortly. This will come in from next week into next week. That you begin to see. That God, okay, let me not jump to the end for now. Hallelujah. But something you must know is that Samuel knew he was called. Right? He didn't doubt, was it Eli that called? No, he knew he was called. And he went straight to meet Eli. Hallelujah. There was no doubt. It was clear. Hallelujah. If we get back to 1 Kings, you know, though there were earthquakes, fire, every spectacular, yet the voice was called still small voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Still small voice, cold. Cold. In fact, the first time we used that word cold was used. It was used first. The first time it was used. Let me do it like this. The first time it was used for God. Eh? It was used at the fall of Adam. Genesis 3. Right? Adam had sinned. What was Adam's sin? Come on. What was Adam's sin? Unbelief. Right? Unbelief. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sin. Unbelief. Right? So that shows you. It was used for the fall of Adam. It was used when Adam and Eve sinned. So that means unbelief or sin doesn't hinder the voice of God. As a certainty in your mind. So we say, this is why God is not talking to me. Have you heard that nonsense before? This is why God is not talking to me because I'm a sinner. No! Sin didn't hinder it. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Adam and Eve heard clearly. Look at verse 10. We heard. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. Sin can't hinder it. No, sin doesn't. Hallelujah. Adam and Eve, sin, they heard the voice of God. That their sin, okay, their sin was the sin of unbelief, so they were unbelievers, right? So can you say unbelievers can hear God's voice? Can you say unbelievers can hear God's voice? We'll get to see that soon. Hallelujah. But actually, Adam and Eve were unbelievers then. And they heard God's voice. So unbelievers can't. We're going to see that shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at that Romans 11 verse 4 again. Amen. So we're going to be biting some hard bones in this teaching. Very strong hard bones. We're going somewhere. Remember a song. We are going higher, yes I am. I'm going higher, yes I am. Oh, it is up to say. I'm going above the shadows. Into the presence of the mighty, for hallelujah. Into the presence of Jesus. I swear, I'm going higher someday. No, say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Okay, Romans 11, 4. Are you there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what said the answer of God to him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed their knees to the image of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So now, let's ask this question. Before we ask this question, we use the word and what said the answer of God. Let's find that word, answer of God. Hallelujah. Answer of God. Remember we say, Paul was writing what is in Kings, right? Right? Come on. And he said, what's here? The answer of God. And we saw that it was the same small still voice, right? Let's look at that word, answer. That word, answer of God, is a word in the Greek, krematismos. Krematismos. I'll spell that for you. C-H-R-E-M. A-T-I-S-M-O-S. I'll spell it again. C-H-R-E-M-A-T-I-S-M-O-S. Krematismos. It's another word, krematizo, in the Greek. C-H-R-E-M-A-T-I-Z-O. The word krematizo is often used for an oracle. A response to an answer. Is used for a response to an answer. Okay, follow me. Krematizo. You find it in Matthew 2. Matthew 2 verse 12. It says, and being warned of God. That's the word warned of God. In a dream. And they should not return to Herod. They departed to their own country another way. Talking about the wise men from the east. They were not believers, but they were warned of God. Did they hear the voice of God? They did. All they are following me. Were they believers? No. Did they hear the voice of God? Yes. Amen. Amen. Can you see? So that word, wand of God, is the word krematizo. Wand of God. Now, the word wand of God doesn't mean God doesn't put hand like this in the sea and say, I am warning you. No. You can read it as the answer of God. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So that word wand of God is a word used for a response. What are following me? God's response. Look at verse 22. Now to Joseph. He says, but when they heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go to Caesar. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream. That is, he received response. Did you see that? Being warned of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the word krematizo is used for a response or a reaction. A response or a reaction. Now when you hear the word warned, will be the response to an action. An action taken or an action to be taken. Warned, krematizo, is a response to an action taken or an action that will be taken. You find it also in Acts of Apostles chapter 10, verse 22. Are you there? Let's see. He said, and they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, and one who feared God, and of a good report among all the nations of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house to hear the word of thee. Did you see that? Was warned of God. That warned of God means it was a response. God responded, right? Send men. Did you see that? Hope you are following me. It's the same word krematizo. You find it also in Hebrews chapter 8, as to be admonished. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. It says, who serve unto an example and a shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God. You see that? Krematizo. Admonished of God. Hallelujah. You find it again in chapter 11, verse 7. For Noah, being warned of God, it was God's response to an oncoming danger. Hallelujah. So the danger in the land. You know, I've heard people say, God was the one that destroyed. I've taught you that. Years back, I've taught you that understanding the gospel, it wasn't God that destroyed the land. Amen? How about Jesus? From God. What was God's role? God's role, there was an upcoming danger. Just the same way you have a tsunami, an earthquake. So God said to Noah to warn the people. Right? So Noah's work was key. Remember, I've always taught you. Eh? There is the word. There is the example that points to the message. So Noah is a minister. I hope you know that. Right? Noah is a minister. So what happened? Noah would inform them of God's work in the redemption. Right? He would preach of God's work in the redemption. Right? And he will now tell them there's an upcoming danger. So just as God will redeem us, right, in the flesh, God will redeem man, the same way there's an upcoming danger, God will redeem you, walk into the ark. This is that. I hope you're hearing me. But they didn't believe. What did they believe? They didn't believe first in God's redemption. And blatantly refused the act because there was no sign of an impending danger. Did you see that? Amen? So God's role was not to destroy the world. No, that was not God's work. Remember, it's those are things that we yet teach again in the revelation of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God wants to wipe the earth. God wipes the earth off. In fact, what happened in that Genesis was not the whole earth.
It's not a talk for today. Hallelujah. Don't you worry. Not a teaching for today. This one, the whole earth. You're looking at it. Let the whole earth go now, wipe the whole earth. So, let's continue. Papa, I keep looking at me. You're not yet there. Don't get there, get there. Amen? Okay. Where was I? How did I get to your water? Okay, Hebrews 7, right? Okay. So, wonder of God was a response, right? So the word krematizo is a response or a reaction to a particular event. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A response to a particular event. So now the question we begin to ask is, before we ask that question again, what Elijah heard was a voice, not the sound. He didn't go for spectacular, he went for the voice. Now the question is, what Elijah heard, is it God's voice? Did you say God speaks in man's voice, right? So was it God's voice that Elijah heard? Okay, this is the way we are going. Amen. Amen. Okay. Like I would say, I learned from the best. So, I'm being taught by the best. I can cover everything. Even though my pastor doesn't like me to call this out, I learned from the best. Yeah. Because he learned from the best. So I learned from the best that taught the best. Wow, I'm not the best. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. That is why I tell someone one day, I say, see, this season comes to Holy Ghost. I posted mine, our own, when our meeting, posted out of Saints Community Church, posted out of Kennedy Gate. And I was like, there's something that is up on it. I know this is generational. This handed over to you and this continues. It's just, Amen. He said, it's just, say, look at this. And I learned from the text. Our own Holy Ghost is no more. What is that? The Holy Ghost meeting. Which Holy Ghost? Stop going out on one side. Let's do Holy Ghost. Amen. Those are things that we'll be talking about tomorrow. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Amen. You see, I'm already getting to say. Someone told me. Whenever you see that, whenever I get prepared. Wherever I'm having Holy Ghost meeting, my pastor needs to change. And I will not carry the pastor of the region. I don't know anything. I'm carrying the pastor of the region. Don't move. Don't move. It's just the same. It's just the same. That's how I was taught, man. So you have to teach me that. Maybe we'll do it. Change. Very good. Or shall we say, his voice is to change. It's the same thing. Same here. Okay. Let's continue. Where were we? Okay. What did Elijah hear? Is it the voice of God? Or what? What did he hear? So, is it God's voice? We'll explore that in the coming days. But then we're answering it. Let's see Colenius. Acts 10 31. Who is he? Colenius. Colenius, my brother. Acts 10 verses 3. It says, he saw in a vision, evidently, about the ninth hour of the day,
an angel of God coming into him and saying to him, Cornelius.
You see that?
An angel came to him. So who was he having interaction with? An angel. Please mark that. Hallelujah. Look at verse 22. Peter is speaking. He had an interaction with an angel. Verse 22. And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one who feared God and of a good report among all the nations of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel. Did you see? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, verse 22 says he was warned of God. Hope you are following me. So he was warned of God. So that means when I hear warned of God, who was he having interaction with? Angel. Warned of God. So that means when I hear the word warned of God, I have to ask again. I have to look closely to know who is speaking. Is he God or angel or man? Hope you are following me. We hear warned of God. Ask again, who is speaking? Look closely. We have to investigate. Hallelujah. We have to investigate. Like for example, in John 12, 28, we hear something like, John 12, 28, I said you are sleeping before. It's time to sit up. John 12, 28. He says, Jesus is speaking. He said, Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. A voice from heaven. When you hear voice from heaven, what does it mean? Voice from heaven. You know, we see this a whole lot in scripture, right? Voice from heaven. So some people have this in their mind. You know, when you have watched a lot of children sing, some people will think it's speaker, heaven just up to,
My son.
You realize that you don't need to ask God to you.
My son. Oh, Moses.
It's God. God of God. No. That was not what it means. Hallelujah. Well, yeah. Voice from heaven. That's not what it means. It's not a speaker talking somewhere. And he goes, no. Hallelujah. Well, yeah. Voice from heaven. It implies that the voice is not from those that are gathered there. The voice didn't come from anybody that is gathered there. Hallelujah. Neither was the voice from Jesus. Or the one, if I just say this, somebody will say, hey, I know what the voice is. Well, you have the word heaven. Heaven means supernatural. Means spiritual. And where is the spirit? The spirit is in Jesus. So that means the voice from heaven is Jesus. Right? Shortcut to the answer. So I have to put it there. I don't leave an open bracket for some people. Hallelujah. Voice from heaven means not for many of them gathered, including Jesus. Amen. No, you know, to speak by the Spirit is the Spirit of heaven. So Jesus spoke by the Spirit. I thank Christocentrism. Everything was the Christ, not about it. It's not Jesus also. Hallelujah. So when you hear from heaven, it means not from those that were gathered. But look at verse 29. But the people therefore that stood by heard it, they heard it. Is it God? Is it from God? Yes. Did they hear it? Yes. Unbelievers or believers? Come on. Unbelievers or believers? And you follow that. Unbelievers. This is that. So the voice from heaven. Unbelievers. So what did they hear? Let's read. Heavy said that it thundered. You see that? Others said an angel spoke to him. Maybe they didn't even hear what was said. Hope you are following me. But they heard a sound. So it says thunder. And you say, angel, don't speak. This is, most of where I used to hear this when I was small. I have not heard it again. You know, some students are now tech age. You already thought I blew. Boom! I say, God is speaking. In my day, that was God is talking to you. Then they now advance. Other than when they turn out, they are striking somebody. What Nigerian movie has done? Okay. So they heard it, unbelievers, right?
But what did they hear? They heard thunder, right? Others said angels spoke to him. So it implies they didn't actually hear what was said. They only saw the word spectacular. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So, another question again. Can an unbeliever hear the voice of God? Yes. Hallelujah.
Look at Matthew 17:5. Again, they heard something. They were with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, Matthew 17, verse 5.
And while he spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I will please. Hear ye him.
The same thing again, right? So it was not from them that was gathered.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Not from them.
Peter, in 2 Peter 1:16, will say, call it what? A voice from the excellent glory. So he said, we came not with cunningly devised fables, but we declare to you concerning God. So we heard, so we were with him on the holy mount, where came such a voice from the excellent glory. You see that? Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 3. Are you following now? Matthew 3. Are you Matthew 3?
Verse 16.
And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. So, if was it a bird that was flying down? Huh?
Okay, let's continue. Verse 17.
And lo, a voice from saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Was not Jesus. It was not Paul. It was not John that spoke. It was not the people. Right? Come on. Voice from heaven means something was heard. Right? Something was heard. But what was heard was not from them. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Follow me now. What? Okay, I follow you.
There are things I'm teaching you. And you need to listen. So then you pay most attention. And let me use the word of Pastor Shaggy. You need to now put your mind into it. There are a lot of things that, as I'm talking, a lot of questions to be answered in your heart. Hallelujah. So, now, there's something we're going to see shortly about the voice of God. Then, because that would inform a lot of things. So, if John the Baptist had heard the voice clearly, how come he's out there? When he told his disciples, go and ask him if he was the Messiah or we should start another one. If he had heard this voice, this might be the last one, you and we are pleased, he wouldn't have done it. Don't you think? He would have. That means, what they heard was thundering. Hope you are following me. So who heard the voice? Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember I told you something? The man on the cross with Jesus, that conversation is only Jesus that will have told you. Hope you know that. That seems like it's only Jesus that will have told you today. But what they would hear, so that was the thunder. Did you see? Glory to God. We are going to see something now. Acts of Apostles chapter 26. Quickly. Let's see something. Again. Hope you are following me. Acts 26. Let's see. Between Paul on his way to Damascus. It's Acts 9. You go to Acts 26. Acts 26, right? When you read Acts 9, you just see a voice just came out. Boom, everybody heard it. Nobody. They did not hear him. It was only Paul that heard it. If I was the people, this is why they accused him. All of us fall down. We just have this light shone on us and thunder. We heard thunder, but they didn't hear one word. But it was only Paul that heard it. Hope you are following. Was Paul born again at that point?
No.
But did he hear the voice? Yes. Who are following? Are you following? Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
So look at chapter 26, verse 14. It says, and when they were all falling to the earth, he said, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul. Do you see that? Say he heard. He didn't say we heard. Say I heard. Because they didn't hear. The major reason why they accused him that he was not obedient to the assignment he was given. Glory to God.
They are heard.
They didn't hear.
They didn't go light.
They didn't hear thunder. But I heard the voice. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hope they are following me. So only Paul had the voice. So what they heard or what they saw was the spectacular, but the leading was not in the spectacular. The leading was the supernatural. Is that the leading was in the voice, not in the spectacular.
Okay, are you hearing me? They heard the spectacular, but the leading was in the voice. The supernatural, spiritual.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's get back to Acts 10. Hope you are following me closely. Look at verse 9. Acts 10, 9. Are you there? It says, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew near to the city, Peter went up to the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, and he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance, what you call a vision.
Right?
Now let's see. And saw heaven open. Now let me begin to correct that. He saw heaven open.
Heaven open is not literal.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
So when he said heaven open, it means it was spiritual. Right? Something spiritual.
He saw heaven open. So what happened? He says, and a certain vessel descended unto him, as it had been a great sheet, with its four corners, at the four corners, and let down into the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creepy things, and fowl of the earth. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat.
There was a voice. Did you see that? There was. And the voice said, rise, kill and eat.
You know, if you stop here, we think he's God, right? Well, let's see. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spoke to him again the second time, what God has cleansed, that call not thou common.
Did you see that? Did you see that?
So, with that statement, what God has made clean, which we call common, it shows it's not God. Because the person speaking is using a third-party statement.
You see that? It's a third-party statement. So don't call what God has made clean unclean. Emphatically, it can't be God that is speaking. Hope you are following me. Because if it was God, he would say, don't call what I have made clean unclean. But don't call what God has made clean unclean. You see that? Hope you are following me. So it's not God.
Hallelujah. So who was that? An angel. Hope you are following me. Hope you are following me. Uh-huh. So let's continue. So one, it was not God. Look at verse 16. And this was done three eyes, and the vessel received up into heaven again. Now, why Peter doubted in himself? Now that's something you must see. Peter doubted in himself. So the difference here is that it came with a doubt. You see that? It came with a doubt. Doubt. So it can't be of God.
There are some things I want to say to you now. Hope you are listening to me.
Amen.
Amen. Look at verse 17. And what Peter doubted in himself, what the vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. So first thing you must see is the fact that angels are responsible for visions. We're going to see some others now. Angels are responsible for visions, and they can only act in third-party capacity. They are responsible for visions, and they can act in third-party capacity alone. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. Third party capacity.
You came to Joseph in a vision. You see that? Angels are responsible for visions.
Third party capacity.
Let's go ahead, ABC.
The use of symbols, I've taught us this over the years. The use of symbols is not from God. God doesn't talk to his children with symbols. Have I not taught you that? God doesn't use symbols. God speaks plainly. God doesn't talk in symbols. Okay, I follow you. God doesn't speak in what? In symbols. He speaks plainly. So, with the use of symbol, is not the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I'm showing you why it's not God. God speaks absolutely. So that Peter doubting shows he's not God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 19. Let's go to 19. While Peter thought on the vision, you see, Peter didn't just jump and saw a vision and ran into it. Just like some people. If it were some people, you know, what was in the vision? Four Peter beast came, right? And all he heard was, Peter, rise, kill, eat. Amen? If Peter didn't sit back to think about it, some people would just take it up. I saw the vision of the Lord. The Lord is saying, is calling our ministry, the ministry of rise, kill, and eat. Ha ha. Who will rise in the nation, who will kill and will eat. Ministry. Rise, kill, and eat ministry, apostolic ministry. Rise, kill, and eat battle act ministry. Rise, kill, and eat four-footed beast ministry. Did you see that? I didn't say that ministry. Why did the angel bring such kind of vision to him? We're going to see that. But that necessarily was they were getting somewhere. There are some things I'm going to show you. Sometimes your vision or your dreams are a reflection of your thoughts or your state of mind. Peter was hungry. Did you see that? How they are following you? Most time when you sleep hungry, you eat in the dream, you wake up in the morning and say, ah, I ate in the dream, God forgive me, look at the light.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
That I was just sleeping, I just saw evil there. See, that's some things that when I hear, I cannot correct. I don't know how to correct. How can you be a child of God? You say you are praying. You are praying. Imagine that. And these are some of you that are praying in the midnight. You are praying in the night. And you are hearing the voice of a raven. Raven. They have come. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost fire. Save them out. Holy Ghost. You are deceived. You are there.
They have come. Everywhere they are gathered. Holy Ghost fire. Burn them all.
He said, of course, the name of our ministry is right, kill and eat apostolic mission.
You eat the one you know the way to swallow.
No. You know, I've said this thing before somewhere, something like this somewhere. And then he told me, I am just a teacher, I don't have power. I looked at him. You know what I mean? You don't need to argue to me. I'm just a teacher. I am a prophet. You know what I mean? That's a prophet. We demonstrate raw power. Shop. Because you know, Musa. Don't worry. I'll say this in what I'm going to say now. I'll send it out to you. For Musa, before you get out to start saying nonsense, think. You know, what saved Peter was the fact that he was thinking about that vision. If you have not thought about it, just call John. John! Or just carry water. Go to ministers together. Men of God, the Lord is leading us to eat, kill, and eat. I mean, arise, kill, and eat. Mission in the air. Catch Rema. That is the Rema for the now. Or the month of March is the month of rice. Kill and eat. Remember, people have named that as the month for them. the mouth of a rat kill and eat. And he did not really show the desire. No. The year of rat kill and eat will rise in your organization. Amen. You will kill your Goliath. Amen. And you will eat the fruit of your labor. Amen. What a year. A year. I'm not knowing that was just a vision from angels. Remember, I promised us I'm going to teach you angelic ministry. That's why I have to bring this now. Hallelujah. I will teach you angelic ministry. Now you see something. I don't think you are just, when you see, just smart. Because even angels don't know scripture. Angels don't know God like you. They don't know anything about salvation. Amen.
Okay. So Peter has to wait. You see that? Look at verse 19, don't we? And Peter stopped on the vision. Most times when you see the spectacular, you just have to wait. Don't be in a rush. You see, Ken Hagin will say something. He will say, it's better to be slower than God and to be faster than God. Be slower than God. Look at that though. Be slower than God. Well, that's what it has to do with the living. Don't be in the head. Some people, their problem is too much in the head. No, don't be in the head. Just be relaxed. Hallelujah. Think about it. Look at it again. Hallelujah. Look at it again. Look at it again. Peter just looked at it again. Sitting back to think about it. And that helps him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you have just stood up and have eaten forfeited beef. You know? And listen to me. Here's how funny it is. In Jewish tradition, from the Old Testament, you are not supposed to eat those kind of animals. Right? Animals that chew the cord, and those forfeited beef that chew the cord, like a goat. They don't eat goats. Goat is unclean. You don't eat it because it chews the cord. A cow chews the cord. So you don't eat such kind of meat. Now, imagine Peter now saw it. The Lord is leading us. Start eating. Why? Because Peter said, no, can't you see what God is doing? We are now in the New Testament. You know, the New Covenant, the old is gone. You have just missed it. But you have that. We talk about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, God spoke. Look at verse 19. And then, the Spirit of God said, behold, three men seek thee. That is the direction. The idea is not right, kill and eat. But though that will be found around what God wanted the... Listen, though, that vision, was it around what God wanted Peter to do? Yes. You get me? But it was given through the instrument. Who passed the vision across to Peter? An angel. But what was God's instruction? Come on, we're going to meet the three men. That is the direction. Hope you are following me. The angel is to go and meet the three men. So the angel was to come with a message for Peter to go to the Gentiles. Did you see that? They came with four footed beasts. That's how they can minister. That's how they can pass it across. Hope you are following me. Amen. Follow that very well. Okay, let's continue. So in this interaction of Peter, how many people do we have? We have three people, right? Or three personalities. The angel, the Spirit of God, and who? Peter. So where is the Spirit of God? In Peter. Right? 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 Where is the angel? The angel was the third party. Hallelujah. So the angel was found around that message. Right? The angel was found around the message. Now where? Listen, the angel was found around the message. Where is the Spirit of God in Peter? Where did the direction come from? From Peter. But was there a vision? There was a vision. The vision was around the instruction that would come from the Spirit of God. But instruction is not the vision. Hope you are following me. Hope you are following me. So you have to wait for the voice of God. You have to wait for it. Hallelujah. So I have this in my notes. Angels can't pass across the message of God with persuasion. Peter wasn't persuaded. Hope you are following me. Peter wasn't persuaded. So angels can't pass with persuasion. Rather, what happened when Peter heard the voice from the angel? He doubted. Look at Acts 11, verse 12. Now Peter is explaining to the other 11. Look at what Peter said. And the Spirit bade me to go with them. Not what? Doubting.
the Spirit begged me to go. Well, that's Acts 10:19, yes? The Spirit begged me to go, not doubting. Did you see that? Not doubting. So, the persuasion, once it's from God, there's no doubt.
Hope you are following me.
There's no doubt. And it comes with persuasion. You are persuaded to. The angel, right, kill and eat. No persuasion. That's how angel reacts. Look at when they came to Zechariah. No persuasion. Doubt. Did you see doubt? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
No persuasion. So, angels don't have persuasion. Number two is that angels don't know the message of the gospel. They don't know salvation fast at all. Angels don't know salvation fast. Hallelujah. Obviously, they don't know salvation fast.
At all.
Look at that, Acts 10:19.
What the angel said, was it from God?
Eh? Was from God.
That message was from God. Right? What was the message that was from God? To meet the three men. Right? Right? But how did the angel pass it across? Visions. Did you see that?
Hallelujah.
Why? Because angels can go beyond the capacity of an angel. No persuasion. They can't go beyond their capacity. Just imagine Peter to speak to a Gentile nation and he brought four-footed beast.
Hallelujah.
They said, why will he be four-footed beast?
The angel was just being an angel.
Amen. They will not put it in them. They will just be an angel. That's an angel.
They can't preach the gospel.
Angels don't preach the gospel. They are found around the message. Hallelujah. But they don't preach it. Because they don't know it. In the book of Acts, what we're going to later see in the course of the year, is that you will find angels around the message. Right? But they don't preach it. They don't. Who preaches? Man does. Look at following me.
Hallelujah. Man does. Look at 1 Peter 1 verse 12. Look at how Peter will now put it. 1 Peter 1 12. Hope you are following me. He said, unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us, did minister the things, which none are reported to you by them, which have preached the gospel unto you, for the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. So which things the angels desire to look into. You see that? Angels desire to look into. When you use the word angels desire to look into it, he uses it in a present continuous tense, showing that they are still looking at it. It's not past. They are still looking at it. They desire to look into it. Hallelujah. They desire to look into things of salvation. They don't know it. Hallelujah. Angels don't know salvation fast. Glory to God. Glory to God. I will still have a lot to come out.
So, very important. You know, that is why when you read from Paul writing to the book to the church at the church at Galatia, he said the Old Testament was given with the instrumentality of the angels. This is that? Under the instrumentality. So the Old Testament was handed over to angels. Okay, follow me. So that is why in the Old Testament you would find a lot of spectacular. A lot of vision, a lot of spectacular things.
And that's why I told us that when you get to the Old Testament books and you are reading, remember the Old Testament is not Genesis to Malachi. Hope you know that.
But for the sake of our class, it's called Old Testament books, right? Come on, I've not talked to you. For those who have done SOA, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. But I've not talked to you, just hold it. We'll look at that in some few years to come. Hallelujah. So don't expect it tomorrow. Don't expect it this year. This year, what's your mind with this year? Amen. So, now, in the Old Testament, you find a lot of spectacular. And I taught you, understanding the gospel, there is 2A. I told you that you take your mind away from what? The event. Right? Did I tell you that? And you do what? Put focus on the word. Because that is where the direction is. What are you following me? That is where the direction is. The direction is not on the event. The event. Spectacular. Spectacular. They had a lot of spectacular whatever. In the Old Testament. Yes now. They were walking, they were just seeing pillar of fire. Pillar of cloud. Boom, boom, boom. Fire everywhere. Pa, pa, close, close, pa, pa. Ah! Ashes. Well, you see what? There was no reason. That was why they all kept dancing. Sure you can see that. Amen. Spectacular. But that is not the supernatural. The supernatural will be in the words of Moses, right? The words, the direction. That is the direction. But it's not super spectacular at all. Bah! And then in their house was still hardened. Moses was telling them, the Lord is the rock. And they got somewhere, rock, water came out. And they drank. It was spectacular, right? But there was a message that Moses had been saying, God is the rock. What is the water? Water in the spirit. Where will it be found? Inside the man. That was the message. But they didn't listen to it. They were looking at the spectacular and they missed the supernatural. That's the problem with a lot of people. Their minds are on the spectacular. Spectacular. It's not the spectacular. Hallelujah. The supernatural. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So they had a lot of spectaculars. A lot. So sometimes you don't get to the other side, you don't say, is God of the Old Testament the same of God in the New Testament? Because there were a lot of spectaculars. But when you get to the New Testament, what will you find? Word. Right? Not too much feast. Straight to the point, right? Hallelujah, straight to the point. It's not the same God. Just that one was under the instrumentality of angels, right? Glory to God, angels. They didn't change, they didn't graduate. It's the same way. Amen. Amen. Don't imagine those words, I'm just having a thing. You had a vision and fire was catching something. It was saying, Firewall global ministry. You don't know what it means to be supernatural. If I had used all the visions I have, before we started ministry, before having church, I heard the word go. And around the message, around the word for us to start up, for me to start up the church, or for me, around my call to ministry, my call to the work, as a pastor, I had a lot of visions. If I had put some of those visions to work today, sometimes there are some things that I'm doing today that I will look back and say, some of us actually work on the direction. But if I had just taken, see how many years are taking you, some have not even understood this move. So I don't know that. There was a time that I had a vision, one leg. We're going to have one lesson. I'll make another worshiper for one lesson. And I'll take that over the year. Time. The time will happen. Hallelujah. A lot of visions. Even now, that's why I tell you, some of you today will be drinking coconut water. Yes, come and drink coconut water. To refresh the Holy Ghost. Yes. Hallelujah. But to give to time. No rush. I said it a whole lot to young ministers like myself. There's no rush. There's no rush. But a lot of people don't like me for that. They don't. They will leave. They don't want to get a solution ministry. Take your time. Hallelujah. Take your time. It's a growth. This is what people grow. follow you. Make sure you're doing what you ought to do. Your cell will grow. Your churches will grow. You understand? So people see,
there's nobody who started a church that did not see the whole world. She are hearing me. I heard it from Pastor Shega, I laugh. Sending it to the nations. Everybody wants to go into the nations. There's no way you will not see crowds.
That was in the vision.
Come to reality. You have one membership. You have just two.
Don't get discouraged.
Don't start doing guru to the answer. Consider two will get to that 100. Even if it doesn't get to 100, you fulfill your task with this. No rush.
Amen. No rush. You'll get there. It will grow. You won't conclusion. You have to do what you're going to do in the next 50 years. You can't do holy. And you have to start by that 50 years, you have to start one or two to see you have reached. You only reached one. But the rest, you will grow that time. You will reach the nation. How can you hear me? There are some things that we will do our first life that will never come up on the social media. Will never come up on the TV. So we will do. We are not for the applause. No. Okay, you hear me? You always know where your loyalty lies. Who your loyalty is towards. Your loyalty is not to the social media. It's not to the TV screen. Your loyalty is to God. That is what matters. I say that a whole lot. And I'm telling you to us because we are all ministers.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Okay, let's continue. So, a lot of spectacular, right? In the Old Testament book, but you must always check out for the what? Spiritual. Don't look for the spectacular.
Look for the what? Spiritual, supernatural, rather. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, there can be, let me say this to you, there can be, I heard it from Pastor Sheldon, he said there can be direction to a believer. And in the direction, you have both angels, angelic beings, and you have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. But you have to know which is the voice of the Spirit. You must judge the things said by angels. You must judge them. Don't just take angels' words in each time. Only angels. Some people say, why did they believe in rapture? Who just did that? Everyone just go up. Who said because the actor of all chapter one, the angel that came and said, as you see him go, you see him come. So what is it? He went off to heaven. That was what the angel said. So he's going to come down from heaven. Who are you following, angel? Hope you see the contrast. You see that you don't believe the word? I believe the word. I don't believe in God, I'm only a believer. Hallelujah. I'm a believer because I believe the word. But I must look at the words of angels closely. Why? Because they don't know salvation fast. Okay, you're hearing me. They don't know salvation. So if an angel says, and you see him goes, watch it. Hallelujah. Or you know an angel that said his name shall be called what? Emmanuel. Or Jesus ever called Emmanuel? Or Jesus ever called Emmanuel? Amen. Yeah. His name is Emmanuel. Jesus was never called Emmanuel. Hope you are following me. Amen.
So you must judge the word said by angels closely and very well. Very well. Angels. So, some people will believe the visions and doubt the Spirit. Some people will believe visions and doubt the Spirit. If you have a big vision, and what of the Spirit is pray, is that, all these 2 hours vision will be only what there is pray. That's just stupid. Amen. That is stupid. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 8.
Okay. Out of the book chapter 8, Peter and the Ethiopian Eunuch.
I said, let's say Peter, and you not pray for me. It's finished. Look at verse 26.
It says, and the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, arise, go toward the south, unto the way that goeth from Jerusalem into Gaza, which is the desert. Any direction? No direction. You see that? That's an angel talk. Pah! Order. Arise, go. Did he tell you anything to do? Did he tell you anything happened to do there? Let's read on. Let's now see. Now, can you see angels? Eh? Can you see angels?
Say, arise. Go towards the south, to the way that went down to Jerusalem, unto Gaza, unto the desert. And he arose, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an Enoch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all our treasures, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Elias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Did you see that? The Spirit said to Philip, go near, join thyself unto this chariot. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So the angel just gave word, pa pa pam pam pam. And what did the Spirit do? His direction. Did you see that? So clarity comes from the Spirit. Clarity. So if you are in a haste, imagine if you just give a head. Alright, run, go, boom, boom, boom. Nothing happened. Did you see that? There was no direction. He was in a haste, he will miss God. Hope you can see that. He was in a haste, he will miss God. You will meet the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Philip was not in a haste. Where did Philip hear this word from? Arise, go. Don't follow. Some people think I am faithless. But you cannot. The best thing was not follow his vision. Don't be in a haste to follow vision. In fact, everybody has got to meet me every time, vision. I get tired. I follow vision. I don't know where you're going. See, visions, I've seen visions crumble homes. Yes, sir. Other people shared a story with us when they cried. They saw in a vision that his wife, after how many children, is a witch, is a snake, and a witch. Yeah. After how many children? you see vision? Your wife. And see vision scatter a family. Vision. Scatter the family. A family with four children scatter till today. That family is not there. If there is anything, you should never follow. I've seen you, but this is not where my head passes. You know, we'll get to look at a lot of things next week. Hallelujah. And upper week. And the week before CRS. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Never follow visions. If you listen very well, you will find the voice of God. Hallelujah. We listen very well to the voice of God. You know, the voice of God doesn't come with doubt. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The voice of God doesn't come with doubt. The moment a believer begins to say, "Is it?" Listen. The moment a believer begins to say, "I don't know whether it is the voice of God," it is not the voice of God. Are you hearing? The voice of God is neither here, is not, is it, or when you remember that, is it God's voice or not? It's not God's voice. God's voice is absolute. We'll see that too. Hallelujah. God's voice is absolute. God's voice, there's no doubt. When you hear the voice of God, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. You can have a vision today. Tomorrow, if you have a vision, ah, are you sure this is from God? Angelic voice, you get that. But God's voice comes with persuasion. Since I became a pastor, I have never had a cause to think whether are you sure I was God? Because I had care. Okay, I've never done that before. There's never a day I doubt it. Hallelujah. But if my soul was based on visions and visions, I'll be doubting them. So that's when church now reduced to one. That was years back. And I just dropped the idea. God didn't call me. God flashed me. But no. Hallelujah. You remember? I just knew that it's God called. Hallelujah. So the moment you begin to have doubts in your mind concerning things, you know whether it is God's voice or God's voice, not God's voice.
Hope you are hearing me. What you mean by is it God's voice or not God's voice? It's not God's voice at all. It's not.
For God's voice is to be absolute, it's to be clear, to be heard.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So very important. God's voice differentiated from visions. So Peter asks questions. Right? Peter asks questions. Look at that, Acts 10. He asks questions, right? What could this be? Was asking, he thought about it. Verses 19. Why Peter thought on the vision. So thinking, he was asking questions. That is not wrong. It's not wrong. Hallelujah. Asking questions is not wrong. It's just being patient. Just be patient. Hallelujah. Just be patient. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Very important. So, some few things I will just give to you as we close for today. Few things. Few things for you to just hold on to. We'll pick it up from next week.
One. You can put it in numbers anyhow. Angels' reports are not authoritative but confirmatory. You will not find directions in their reports. You will not find directions in their reports. We'll look at something next week, Acts 27. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts 27, look at that. So when you find angels, when the voices of earth, when you listen to angels' interactions, pay attention to the pronouns. Because you will find them like angel, this angel that no. But the pronouns will tell you if it was an angel. Hallelujah. So the pronouns will help you determine if it's an angel that spoke. Okay, I follow you. So look at all these things next week. And when angels speak, don't expect clarity. It can never be clear. It can never be clear. You will see that. It can never be clear.
Hallelujah. Look at Matthew 1:27.
Hope I didn't miss it. Matthew 1:27. Okay, yeah, I get that. Matthew 1:22.
Not 22. This is actually what I was looking at. Okay, yeah, Matthew 1:22, look at what it says. Behold, I said it in Elias. Just keep that for today. Keep it for today. In Matthew 2, Matthew 2, verse 12 and 13, you see in a dream, They had in a dream. You have a
coming.
The basket of the wise men, and being warned in a dream that you should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. So, how did God warn them in a dream? Angels, this guy. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So you don't expect it to be clear. You just receive warning and go. Not they have no facts as regards it. You get it. Verse 13. And when they departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and thou shalt be there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing clear. Just stand up, arise, leave. You get it. Hallelujah. Just go. Please. So, very important. Hallelujah. But if you look at that 2 Peter 1:16. Look at it here. We'll continue from here. But I just want your heart to be at peace on a lot of things as we continue. 2 Peter 1:16. Okay. It says, For we have not followed cunning devised tables, and when we made known to you the power of God and come our Lord Jesus Christ, but we have great witness of His majesty, for we see from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice from heaven, from the excellent glory, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with Him on the holy mount. Did you see that?
When we were on the holy mount, for we have more sure word of prophecy. Where are you? Now, he says, whoever
is
from heaven implies outside human interaction. That's what he said.
Hallelujah.
Now, outside human interaction. So, when you hear from heaven, is that always outside human interaction? Most times, it doesn't mean God spoke. When you read through scriptures and hear from heaven, most times, it doesn't mean, I didn't say it is not God, right? For most, that doesn't mean God is the one being speaking at that thing. It might be a message, it also might be a message from God, but it doesn't mean God has been speaking at that point.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or let me put it like this. It doesn't mean God spoke.
Neither does it mean it's not from God.
You see that?
It doesn't mean that God speaking. Neither does it mean it's the message is not from God. So we will now ask ourselves. We'll ask ourselves
who is speaking.
So we'll pay attention more to the pronouns, right? I'm not saying, listen to what I say today. I'm talking about in scriptures generally here, voice from heaven.
Hallelujah. But you know one thing you must settle in your heart. When God speaks to you, you will have no iota of doubt.
Hallelujah. John 8, the whole verse says, I am the light of the world, right? Right? He that walks with me, who that follows me will not walk in darkness. So in God there is no darkness. In God there is no shadow. To the voice of God there is no shadow. Hope you are hearing me. To the voice of God there is no shadow. There is no means, there is no opportunity to doubt. When it has to do with God's voice.
Hallelujah. There is no opportunity. There is no room to doubt. It's clear. It's still. Still means there is no noise. There is no breaking transmission. There is no there is no flash. There's no network issue. No, it's clear.
Clear. Full signal.
Hallelujah. In our world today, it's 5G. No buffering. 5G. Straight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, very soon, it's no longer the 5G. It's now the 10G. But now that we are still waiting for, or still in 5G. No buffering. Hallelujah. Clear. Straight. Right? Glory to God. Glory to God. There is no iota of doubt. When it comes to God. So, when you begin to doubt, this thing, is it God that is telling me or is it my mind? So some people have that question. Ask that question, is it my mind or is God? It's not God. Once you begin to ask, is it my mind? It's not God. It can't be God. It can't be God. So when is God, you know? Hallelujah. When is God, you know? When is God, you know?
So next week we'll begin to look more on differentiating the voice of God from angelic reaction or angelic activity. Yeah, we don't bring in visions. Really, those who are, as our church will call them, Joseph and Josephine, we'll look at that dream too. We enter into dreams. Let's see. How does God communicate to us with dreams? Does God use dreams to talk to his children? We answer those questions. Hallelujah. But God speaks plainly. If there's anything you take up home from today, God speaks plainly. Never take dreams serious. Never take it serious. Never take it serious. I'm telling you, never take it serious. Don't be too serious with dreams. Be serious with the word of God, not with dreams. Hallelujah. Are we like God do today? Okay, let's stand to our feet as we thank God. Let's stand to your feet. Let's worship him. Let's thank him.